and on the line now I have a new TD, Terence Flanagan. Hello, Terence, how are you?
Hello, good morning. How are you, Noel? Yeah, good.
Okay, now this drainage survey, tell us what it's all about. What's the purpose of it?
Well, effectively, as you probably know, the Greater Dublin Drainage Project, it's a project which the City Council are bringing forward in relation to the Dublin, the greater area of Dublin, and it's basically providing for proper wastewater treatment plant, and then you have a discharge pipeline actually going out to the Irish Sea. So what actually is going to happen in the coming weeks is there's an opportunity for members of the public to come along to various information events where people can ask questions in relation to the proposal that's been put forward regarding it's basically providing for storage to and treatment works, water treatment works, mm-hmm. to provide for Dublin and the neighbouring counties for the next, 50 to 100 years or whatever, with the expected population increase over that period of time. So, as you know, there's huge opposition to a proposed storage plant based just off the Clonshock Road on the other side of the, where the Bewley's Hotel is there.
Yes, sir.
And, which I fully support. I'm opposed, obviously, to the location as to where they're putting this super mm-hmm. monster storage plant as such. But what's happening anyway? There's a few opportunities for the public to go along to. There's one in Hoat Yacht Club, Portmarnock, the Portmarnock Hotel and Golf Links, and one at Baldoyle Library. They're on the 15th and the 16th of July, and it'll just give people an opportunity to ask whatever questions they have at that stage. But it's mainly to do with the marine, I suppose, investigations that are going to take place in relation to the Irish Sea. And see, there is a discharge pipe which involved, and obviously this whole project, and that'll be 1 kilometre off Ireland's eye, so they want to hear what people have to say, obviously, and what concerns people have, legitimate concerns about, discharges of storage and other things, whatever, what's going to happen as a result of all this project.
Yeah, because I just want to make sure that the Dublin drainage doesn't have any adverse effects in the course of the survey when they're doing it.
Absolutely.
So that's a very imperative. And as you say there, 15th of July will be in the Hoat Yacht Club from 10 to 2. On the same day, then, in the Portmarnock Golf Links from 4 to 8, and then on the 16th in Baldoyle Library from 3:30 to 7:30. Can I ask you before I let you go, Terence, I know you're into housing and all like that, but the latest reports about what they're doing with Balmain up there, it seems a bit disjointed in ways that they're doing it. I don't know, maybe it isn't, but can you tell us anything about that at all?
Well, I know the Clwyd Housing, they're providing housing, they're obviously providing social housing, and they're a voluntary housing body, but basically they're actually going to provide additional homes in Balmain. And we know Balmain, I suppose it's been one of those ghost estates, dreaded ghost estates throughout the city, but thankfully now over the last, I suppose, year or 6 months or so, that things are actually starting to turn around as such, and as we know, we've huge issues regarding a lack of supply of housing for people mm-hmm. who are on housing lists. Like, we've over 100,000 people, families waiting to be housed, and even locally there in local hotels, we have parents and children having to live in hotels and bed and breakfasts mm-hmm. who are effectively homeless.
Is it true they're going to have 20% of the properties of reserve for those who are homeless as well? Because it's a massive estate.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. That's part of these plans by Clwyd. But we know hotels, they're not suitable for, mm-hmm. for families, family type of living. So obviously having homes has to be the priority. Like, we've out of the 100,000 households, just there's 5,000 within our own catchment area of people in northeast, north central Dublin who are waiting actually on housing and that. So, 20% of the 125 properties will be specifically for people who are homeless, and hopefully that there will be local families that will be housed, because we certainly have quite a lot of number of people there on housing lists. mm-hmm. waiting, some for 12 and 15 years actually to be housed by the local authority, City Council. So they have really failed the people.
Yeah, so is the local housing authority taking over some of that? Clwyd is a separate entity from the local housing authority. And
they are. They would refer people, though. Dublin City Council would refer a lot of their, you know, people that they would see as priority to be housed. So they actually take a bit of pressure off Dublin City Council. But Dublin City Council, as you say, specifically, they are a local authority. They're meant to be a housing authority as not actually living up to their name in that regard, which is very frustrating for people out there. A lot of genuine people who, you know, through no fault of their own, they can't purchase homes. I mean, the new central bank restrictions as well are very difficult for people, you know, to get the deposits together at the moment. So that's all having a knock-on effect regarding families. But we need to encourage family life, obviously, and families living in hotels, isn't that, you know?
Yeah, well, I was only passing by there over the past 2 days, and especially yesterday, and I hadn't read the article that was proposed. It's a massive estate, as I say, and over the past couple, I don't know how long, it's been just lying dormant. So at least if something active is happening, it'll be something that will be fruitful.
Absolutely, yeah. We also have, as you know, the former Priory Hall building there, not too far down the road.
On the other end.
Where that's actually been, the other end, which is being massively redeveloped as we speak, you know, and hopefully that will be the state-of-the-art housing development rebuilt again to the highest standards, because we certainly don't need any more problems or mistakes, you know, in relation to construction or housing.
And I went out one way and come back the other and just had a look at Priory Hall, and it's very sad to look at. I haven't been in around Balmain. I must make my business to drive in and look around. Do you know if there's any recreation facilities, shops, anything, amenities like that in there? I know there's some on the main road there, on the Malahide Road, but in the estate itself, because as I say, it's massive. Would you know? Have you been there?
Well, that was all promised. I mean, there were very ambitious plans there at the beginning of when that estate was initially launched, and bit by bit, I believe that there will be some, you know, retail units as such. But we promised a lot, for this North Fringe area, Clongriffin as well. It's another area where there were to be massive supermarkets as well.
I suppose if they follow,
I
suppose if they follow through and put the people in, businesses will be soon quickly in there afterwards. There's no doubt about that.
We'll be very hopeful for that. Yeah, we certainly will do our best to ensure that they do go in there. Yeah.
Okay. Back to the drainage and those little information surveys that they have on Wednesday. They're going to have them in the Yacht Club from 10 to 2. That's the 15th of July. And the same date at Portmarnock Golf Links from 4 to 8, and then the 16th in Ballylawry from 3:30 to 7:30. It's always a pleasure talking to you, Terence. And thank you very much. And enjoy the sun and the weekend.
And you too, yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much, Terence. Bye.
Cheers, bye now.
Bye. And that's Terence Flanagan from TD from Renew.